Hello and welcome to today's reading of selections from the Panagraph for Thursday, January 15, 2026, read by Janelle Eckerman. And as always, I'll begin with the front page, and it's from Arts and Entertainment, and it is A Big Return to the Castle. Dan Hubbard talks about his music, memories ahead of show, and the article is written by Olivia Jacobs, Bloomington. Hometown musician Dan Hubbard is bringing his Letting Go tour to Bloomington on Saturday in celebration of his 10th studio album, which has the same name. The show will be at 7:30 p.m. at the Castle Theatre, 209 East Washington Street. Hubbard will be joined by guest Kayla Brown of Champagne, who will open the show and is featured on the track Remember. Ahead of the performance, Hubbard shares his memories of the castle, how his music has evolved over the years, and his thoughts on a show that will be sort of a homecoming celebration with a party atmosphere. This is kind of like a big return, and I've been waiting until I release new music to do this. I think a show here is always more fun when you have music to celebrate, said Hubbard, who is from Bloomington. That's really a thing. Just as I get older, when, you know, accomplish things, I think it's important to celebrate them. So that's what I'm excited about, he continued. The article is then continued onto page A6. I spent many years creating this body of work, and now I'd like to have an evening with close friends and family of this community and celebrate that, really soak it in. Hubbard recorded Letting Go at Wave Upon Wave Studios in Champaign, and it was mixed by Ken Coomer, who was a drummer for Wilco, Uncle Tupelo, and Clockhammer. He is excited the record is finally out so he can simply focus on putting on great shows and connecting with the audience. He also loves telling stories or jokes, as he thinks that helps the songs resonate better. While he would love to say he is proud of all 10 albums he's released thus far, he feels he now is at a point where he is able to make great records. He's especially pleased with the last three. Throughout the process of writing the album, over the last few years, he learned to not hold on too tightly to things he creates and recognizes that it's okay to throw certain songs away. For this record, that's kind of what I set out to do. I was like, maybe I just set out to create something. Maybe it'll get released, but maybe not. You know, I just want to make something and see what happens. Do what I want to do, and I wasn't set on releasing any of it, to be honest, Hubbard explained. It's definitely how I do my best work when I'm just like enjoying being in the studio. Hubbard said he is proud of all 12 songs he wrote for this record. Volume 1 was released on October 24, 2025, featuring 6 tracks, and he plans to release a second volume featuring the rest later on. On Saturday, he's looking forward to playing Open Up because for him, it's easy and feels good. And then there is These Waters, which he said has become meaningful to fans. It's also the favourite of his wife, Caitlin, because it references their family trips to the Oregon coast and one summer they scattered her dad's ashes there. His son Emery's voice is featured on the beginning of the track where he says, "What do I do?" And Caitlin responds, "You're just gonna let him go," and another inspiration behind the album name. Hubbard also is excited because this will be the first time he is performing these songs with a full band, and he will perform with a horn section for the first time ever. He recalled that he and his band were the first act to perform at the debut of the castle in its present form, opening for Jack Ingram on September 26, 2010. His band used to do an annual show at the castle called Black Wednesday, but it's been a few years since they've all been together at the Bloomington venue. It's so special. They've just been so good to me. And it's been a place where this community can support me because, you know, I'm born and raised here. They've seen me grow, become the musician I am now, he said of his long-standing relationship with the castle and the people of Bloomington Normal. I feel lucky to have had like a support system like this for my career. That's been a luxury. I just want to make people proud. I want them to feel like their faith and their support in me hasn't been in vain and hasn't been for nothing. And that's part of the reason I keep going. People always ask him his favourite place to play, and he usually says the castle, noting most of his great memories of performing happened there. For this tour, Hubbard already played various listening room shows in the fall around the Midwest, including in Chicago, St. Louis, and the Quad Cities. In the spring, he will be doing a Southeast tour and also is planning a Texas run. He also hopes to play on the West Coast at some point. Hubbard's ultimate dream is to have his music featured in movies or to create songs for a movie score or soundtrack. He said he's been told his latest album feels cinematic. There are two photos with this article, and from the front page, the main photo is captioned, "Local musician Dan Hubbard, shown standing in front of the Castle Theatre, will bring his Letting Go tour to the historic downtown Bloomington venue on Saturday, January 17. And that photo was courtesy of Clay Jackson from the Pantograph. And the second photo, which is on page A6, is captioned, "Local musician Dan Hubbard plays guitar inside the Castle Theatre in downtown Bloomington." This photo was courtesy of Clay Jackson from the Pantograph. And with this article, there are details if you wish to attend the show. And it is What? Dan Hubbard, the full band, Letting Go tour with guest Kayla Brown. When? 7:30 p.m. January 17. And where? The Castle Theatre, 209 East Washington Street, Bloomington. Tickets $20 plus. Website thecastletheatre.com. And continuing on from the front page, the next article is Community. Woman grows from trauma to extraordinary. And it's written by D. Jack Alkire. Normal. Recognised for her perseverance, resiliency in the face of trauma, and ongoing work to improve the lives of mothers and young families, Charisma Morris-Bush is this past quarter's extraordinary woman. "I feel so loved, so supported," she said after being honoured. "You know, I feel like my cup just got filled for my next journey." The Extraordinary Women Project singles out a woman in each quarter of the year based on nominations, citing their contributions to the community. Morris-Bush was the final honoree for 2025, and this article continues onto page A6. After the ceremony in the Wesley Becker Room at the Fort Jesse Health Centre in Normal, Morris-Bush was hugged by her great-grandmother, Ruth Bush. Some of the things that she was going through, she kept to herself. "She never did share," the 80-year-old matriarch said, "but I always let her know and all my grandkids, great-grandkids, grandma's here. As long as she's got breath to breathe, she's got your back." And it would appear that such a sentiment has passed on to Morris Bush. "She's always been a good mother," Ruth Bush said. "She loved her children and I hope that she takes something from me in helping her children." Split upbringing. Morris Bush, 35, was born the oldest of six in Peoria, but grew up splitting time between Springfield, where her mother lived, and with her father in a neighbourhood in southern Minneapolis, she said. "Early life in Springfield was rough," she said. "I would get called racial slurs as a child, walking to school regularly," she said Tuesday, but she said she didn't realise the significance of that bigotry until she was older. By the time she was 17, bouncing between Minneapolis and Springfield, she was on her own. "I actually dropped out of high school for a year. I had to take care of myself. It was more important that I was able to, you know, feed myself, take care of myself. I actually experienced homelessness during that time as well," Morris Bush said. She was living in a group home in Minneapolis at the time, around 2009, she said. "Moving back to Illinois wasn't much better for the young woman. In Illinois, it was the same situation. I was homeless there too," Morris Bush said. Yet she found the strength to return to school, earn her diploma, and pursue a degree in journalism and broadcasting from Western Illinois University. Morris Bush said, until that is, she started to feel overwhelmed. I didn't know what depression and anxiety and all these trauma-related mental health disorders were, she said. But around 10 years ago, Morris Bush decided to move to Bloomington Normal, she said, and that's when she found a community to support her. It actually started off with an organisation called Healthy Start Through the Baby Fold, Morris Bush said. She had just given birth to her oldest, a boy. While Morris Bush and her mother had reconciled, her mother would soon die from cancer, leaving Morris Bush without guidance. I was always determined to be the best mother possible that I could. I didn't want to continue with certain family dynamics as well. I wanted to raise healthier children. Spreading motherly love. From the baby fold, Morris Bush found another community in Calvary United Methodist Church. In that church is where I found a big chunk of the community, of people who were very supportive even to this day, she said. Morris Bush has settled into the Twin Cities and now calls Bloomington home. After her second child, a daughter, was born, cancer reared its ugly head again. A few years into her young life, the girl was diagnosed with stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma and spent the entirety of 2025 in chemotherapy. I've got the big stitches, the little girl said Tuesday evening, pointing to a spot near her collarbone. But she survived to be healthy and happy, Morris Bush said, having only recently received a negative cancer status. Now the mother of three serves as a parent advisor on the board of the Baby Fold, as well as the McLean County Children's Mental Health Initiative System of Care, both roles that would have benefited her in early stages of her life. I get to be a voice for the other mothers, Morris Bush said before Tuesday's honours. I also get to be a voice for our youth and our youth getting access to care. Beyond her volunteer work and community service, Morris Bush has also dabbled in independent small businesses, including a house cleaning business and a street food vendor. It's called Chrissy's Twist, she said Tuesday night. It's my twist on certain ethnic food, like jerk chicken tacos or Cajun tacos, something like that. Her daughter's treatments, though, meant that those projects had to hit pause, but Morris Bush does earn money through her advocacy work. While those businesses are currently on hold, Morris Bush is seeking a degree in business management from Grand Canyon University, she said. And yet, despite her setbacks, Morris Bush is determined to bring as much love and care to her community as possible, she said, because I know what it feels like, you know. I know what it feels like to feel abandoned. I know what it feels like to not have support. I never want anyone to experience that. I want people to live their best lives now. And the photo with this article is captioned, Charisma Morris Bush Center poses with Martha Hilmer on the left and Jerry Andrew on the right, both previous honorees of the Extraordinary Women Project of Bloomington Normal, as Morris Bush was named the fourth quarter 2025 honoree in a ceremony Tuesday, January 13, 2026, in the Wesley Becker Room at the Fort Jesse Health Center in Normal. And that photo was courtesy of D. Jack Alkaya from The Pantograph. And now moving on to page A2 in today's reading of The Pantograph. Today's flicked fact question. So how many millions in TV revenue did Illinois State University's football team get by playing in not one but four postseason playoff games on TV, including the FCS championship game on ESPN? And the answer is, they didn't, sadly, says ISU Director of Athletics Jerry Beggs. We did not share in any TV revenue for the FCS National Championship game. The NCAA helps with transportation and podiums, but each round costs us money. In the end, she adds, we hope to make it up with increased season ticket sales, sponsorships and donations. But as for the national exposure we got for the football team, the athletic department, the university, the community, as a former marketing professor, I know you cannot buy advertising like that. And in How Time Flies, 100 years ago today, on January 15, 1926, as a result of the talk before the Rotary Club by Oscar Huss, representing the American Legion, a committee was appointed by President Bach to represent in the Rotary Club in joint action with other luncheon clubs to formulate some plan of action for securing during the present year an adequate community auditorium. And 75 years ago today, on January 15, 1951, the Marine Corps will open a recruiting office in Bloomington, January 19. It will be on the third floor of the McBarnes Memorial Building. And 50 years ago today, on January 15, 1976, plans are underway to organise a job bank to improve minority hiring by the City of Bloomington. The job bank, part of the city's affirmative action program, will be handled by Ray Hodges, the city's Human Relations Commission coordinator. And 25 years ago today, on January 15, 2001, Jim Bland says he started playing guitar before rock and roll was even a word. He was encouraged by his father to learn country tunes. Bland, who grew up admiring the work of singing cowboys Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, would move his guitar playing into the rock arena as the Beatles and Elvis Presley made their mark on the music scene in the 1960s. It seemed natural Bland would turn his passion for music into a career helping aspiring musicians learn about the guitar. That's exactly what he has done, serving as the owner of Downtown Normal's Guitar World store at 105 Broadway for the past 30 years. It originally opened in 1970 in a basement, and as always, the Pantograph's commitment to accuracy. We want you to tell us about issues regarding accuracy and fairness. Contact 309 820 3242 or ojacobs@pantograph.com. See past corrections at pantograph.com/corrections. And also from page A2, the next article, which was written by Caitlin Klepik, is Springfield Man Admits Sex Abuse. Bloomington. A Springfield man has been sentenced to 3 years and 2 months in prison after he took a plea deal mid-trial. George E. Kirkwood, aged 47, was initially charged in August 2024, facing one count of criminal sexual assault involving a teenager under the age of 18, a Class 1 felony. He was accused of sexually assaulting the girl between July 2023 and January 2024. The accusations came to light on January 12, 2024, after she reported to a teacher that she had woken up to the defendant lying with her in bed. The girl told authorities Kirkwood had not done anything inappropriate to her that night, but she said he had previously sexually assaulted her, according to court records. A 12-person jury was sworn in Monday for a trial to proceed before Judge William Yoder. By Tuesday morning, the trial came to a halt after a state's witness did not speak of sexual abuse while testifying. After that witness's testimony, Assistant State's Attorney Daniel Guido and Defence Attorney Nate Bernard reached a plea agreement, cutting the trial short. Under the agreement, Kirkwood pleaded guilt to the felony charge in exchange for the little over 3 year sentence, which he must serve at 50%. Had the trial continued, McLean County State's Attorney Erica Reynolds said Kirkwood would have faced a minimum of 4 years and up to 15 years in prison to be served at 85% upon a conviction. Kirkwood earned credit for 523 days already served. He is also ordered to complete 1 year of mandatory supervised release following his release. According to the probable cause statement read during the defendant's initial appearance, two other children corroborated the girl's story about Kirkwood's abuse, and one child said they had actually witnessed him assault the girl in Mississippi. In 2012, Kirkwood was convicted in Mississippi of sex crimes involving another underage teen. Prosecutors told the Pantograph the victim from the Mississippi case was planning to testify during his McLean County trial before the plea agreement was reached. Bernard was not immediately available for comment Tuesday afternoon. And with more local news from page A3, the article is Sugar Mama Bakery Closes. Owner, small dream grew for 15 years, leaves warm memories, and it's written by Olivia Jacobs, Bloomington. Sugar Mama Bakery in downtown Bloomington announced Tuesday the business has closed, effective immediately. Owner Susie Todd announced the decision on Facebook after much reflection and with very heavy hearts. She started the business nearly 15 years ago in a church basement. She eventually opened a storefront in Uptown Normal before moving downtown to 109 West Jefferson Street. In a 2022 interview with the Pantograph, Todd said her son designed the concept for the bakery and created the drawings featured on its walls, and a former business partner came up with the name. Her announcement comes after fellow downtown Bloomington bakery Ivy Lane announced its owners will hand off their bakery to new owners at the end of the year. Todd addressed the announcement to friends and family of the business. What began as a small dream grew into something far greater than we ever imagined, she wrote. From our earliest days to our final moments, Sugar Mama Bakery has been filled with warmth, creativity, faith and fellowship. A place where everyone was welcome and community always came first. None of this would have been possible without you. Todd thanked her customers, neighbours, family and friends for their support over the years. We are endlessly grateful for every customer, neighbour, family and friend who walked through our doors, shared in our joy, celebrated life's moments with us and supported our dream through the years. You turned a bakery into a gathering place and a business into a family, she wrote. Thank you for believing in Sugar Mama Bakery, for growing with us and for allowing us to be part of your lives. This journey has meant more to us than words can ever express. In the post, the business cited ongoing challenges that made it impossible for us to continue. While this chapter is coming to an end, the memories, friendships and love we've shared within these walls will stay with us forever, Todd wrote. The small business owner learned to bake from her grandmother, and it began as a hobby before she launched the business. Todd told the Pantograph during an interview in August 2022 when Sugar Mama Bakery was featured in Eats of the Week. Sugar Mama was known for cinnamon rolls, gooey bars, sugar cookies and cupcakes, and the bakery also sold slices of cake, hot chocolate and coffee, and offered custom ordering. Todd told the Pantograph she feels the Facebook post says it all, and while it was a difficult decision, it is what is best for her family at this time. Todd has received a few inquiries about the business, but there are no immediate plans for it after the closure, she said. It's hard to find the right words to express how much I will miss this community, our local customers, the friendships we've built, and the camaraderie among fellow small business owners in the Bloomington Normal area, she said. This truly is a special place to build a small business. 15 years in this community has left an imprint on my heart, and I will always be grateful for the love, support, and memories we've shared. And with this article, there is a photo and it's captioned, Sugar Mama Bakery owner Susie Todd is shown in this file photo from August 24, 2022. And that was courtesy of D. Jack Alkaya from the Pantograph. And the next article is also written by Olivia Jacobs, and it is Moving Company Adds Bloomington Normal Location. Moving Mountains began in Washington. Bloomington. Moving Mountains, a central Illinois moving company that started in Tazewell County, recently opened a location in Bloomington. The business was started by Washington native Winston Essig in 2022. The Washington location of 135 Washington Square serves as warehouse space, while the Bloomington location at 716 East Empire Street, Unit 2A, houses a fully operational fleet. While the business had already provided services to the Bloomington Normal area, it now has a home base here. In addition to Washington and Bloomington Normal, Moving Mountains also serves Moreton, Dunlap, Eureka, Mackinac, El Paso, Lexington, Pekin, Peoria, Princeville, Leroy, Hayworth, Decatur, and Lincoln. And my apologies for any mispronunciations. We've been a pretty big hometown dominator for years now, Essig said in an interview with the Pantograph this week. We're still expanding over here. We've realised Bloomington is kind of like a central hub for us. There's just more use for our services here. Essig said they are also close to opening a third location in Peoria to serve as office space, since the business already services that area, and additional office space is planned for Champaign as well. The business owner said he is aiming to make Moving Mountains the premium moving service in those areas. Moving Mountains offers services for residential, commercial, local, long-distance office, senior, piano and apartment moving, as well as offers storage solutions, packing and unpacking services. Essig said what sets them apart from similar services is their hiring and training practices. Moving Mountains hires teen to help them gain customer service skills instead of bringing in traditional movers, he said. Our branding and motto, it's just pretty unique. A premier service, not cheap movers. We're not outrageously expensive, he explained. Those who are interested in their services can visit movingmountains.site or fb.com/movingmountainsil or contact Moving Mountains at office@movingmountains.com or phone 309-233-3510. Essig said they have a 24/7 call line available for customers to call or text, or they can fill out a request online. I'll now take a short break and return with the second half of today's reading of selections from the Pantograph for Thursday, January 15, 2026, read by Janelle Eckerman. Please stay tuned.